Pittsburgh Opera is among the country's oldest opera companies, but now it's trying something no opera troupe ever has. A mobile app with audio audiences can use during performances. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports.
So, you know the drill. You're at the opera, the show's about to start. You turn off your phone, right? Not necessarily anymore. Pittsburgh Opera is encouraging patrons to keep their smartphones on so that, for instance, during the overture to Mozart's Don Giovanni, they might hear through their earbuds something like this.
The overture is the only time until the Act 1 finale that we hear the orchestra in full.
Why an app? Well, only about 2% of Americans ever attend opera, and opera companies say they know why.
There are all the usual things like, oh, we don't know the language and we don't know how to dress.
Christopher Hahn is longtime general director of Pittsburgh Opera.
And of course, one of the big ones is, I don't really know what's going on.
Most classic operas are sung in Italian or German, so in the 1980s, troupes began projecting translations above the stage. That helped attendance, but in recent years, audiences have continued to age and dwindle. Many symphonies and opera troupes around the U.S. now use mobile apps to provide text and images to audiences during performances. One company specializing in apps for the performing arts is Instant Encore.
This type of audience engagement is still seen as rather edgy because the idea of bringing a device into the performance space, which some see almost as a sacred space.
Instant Encore Chief Marketing Officer Dave Dombrowski says its app called LiveNote might be especially useful to younger newcomers.
For some people, sitting down, being quiet, and staring at the stage is not enough.
Pittsburgh Opera has long provided audio commentary through earphones for visually impaired visitors. But offering audio to general audiences was risky, the opera's Hahn acknowledges.
The big taboo is that we are allowing in somebody's ear a spoken voice that is other than the sound from the stage.
The opera tested LiveNote last season with selected users from college students to retirees.
I thought it was a horrible idea.
Bob Sklabasi is a lifelong opera fan and former board member.
You just love the musicality of opera and you think something like that's going to interfere with it, first of all for yourself and then for people around you also.
But developers worked to make the app unobtrusive. They limited the screen's brightness and made sure the audio didn't work unless the earbuds were plugged in. Mia Bonnewell is an opera singer and educator who wrote and voiced content for the app.
And you're just getting kind of the essentials through your earphone or earbud and on your screen.
The app, which is free to download, won converts including Sklabasi, who tested it at a dress rehearsal for La Boheme.
It didn't interfere with the musicality of the performance at all. You got a lot of background information that you normally wouldn't get.
Advocacy group Opera America gave $150,000 in grants toward developing the app. Pittsburgh Opera is not funded by ticket sales alone. Like many nonprofit arts groups, it gets more than half its revenue from grants and other contributions. But attendance reflects community support and prospects for future donors. Some experts agree the app shows promise. Brett Crawford runs the Arts Management and Technology Lab at Carnegie Mellon University.
I think that the LiveNote solution that Pittsburgh Opera has is really meeting the needs of a digitally interested audience.
How did the Don Giovanni audience like LiveNote? The app offered two tracks, one with the show's stage director commenting about the film noir visual style, the other with singer Mia Bonnewell offering pointers on the music. But Eveline Young, a frequent opera goer, says she didn't immediately understand how the production commentary pertained to the opera.
That was very distracting for me, and after a while, I just turned it off because I couldn't focus on listening to the music.
Of course, as Pittsburgh Opera acknowledges, LiveNote might not be for everyone. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.
WESA receives funding from Pittsburgh Opera.